It's Wednesday, April 24th, AD 2024. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Last April, a civil war broke out between factions in Sudan's military government. The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom reports the conflict has damaged or destroyed over 150 church buildings. Combatants are targeting houses of worship and religious leaders. Pastors and congregants have faced threats over their faith and even death. Evangelical pastor Koa Shamal noted that both military factions dislike Christians. Combatants threatened the pastor and even killed his nephew. Shamal recounted, quote, "My nephew refused to remove the cross he wore around his neck, so the fighters killed him," end quote. Revelation 2:10 says, "Do not fear any of those things which you are about to suffer. Indeed, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison, that you may be tested. Be faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life." According to Open Doors, Sudan, Africa is the eighth most dangerous country worldwide in which to be a Christian. Scotland is halting new prescriptions of puberty blockers for children with gender confusion. The move comes after England's National Health Service released a report it commissioned on the issue. The report found that medical evidence surrounding so-called transgender treatments for children is, quote, "remarkably weak," end quote. England already halted new prescriptions of transgender drugs for children last month. Belgium and the Netherlands are also questioning the use of the drugs following England's report. Speaking of Scotland, the country is considering a bill to create buffer zones around abortion mills. Pro-life advocates who try to persuade abortion-minded women not to kill their babies would face hefty fines. A Scottish Parliament consultation on the issue received nearly 6,000 submissions from the public. 77% of submissions disagreed with the buffer zone, and only 22% agreed. Catherine Robinson with Right to Life UK warned, quote, "This committee has totally ignored the overwhelming opposition to this bill, and instead is supporting the introduction of the world's most extreme abortion clinic buffer zone law in Scotland," end quote. In the United States, California's Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom is pushing for more abortions. Arizona's Supreme Court upheld a near-total abortion ban earlier this month. In response, Newsom proposed legislation allowing Arizona abortionists to come into California to kill more unborn babies. On Monday, a day after Newsom's proposal, thousands of people joined the 4th annual March for Life California in Sacramento. Last Friday, the Biden administration announced changes to Title IX, the 1972 civil rights law, protects people from discrimination based on their sex. The new rule requires schools to protect children from sex discrimination, and it expands the meaning of sex discrimination to include discrimination based on so-called sexual orientation and gender identity. The new protection for students living sexually perverted lifestyles goes into effect in August. Isaiah 10 verses 1 and 2 says, "Woe to those who decree unrighteous decrees, who write misfortune, which they have prescribed to rob the needy of justice and to take what is right from the poor of my people, that widows may be their prey, and that they may rob the fatherless." Former President Donald Trump issued support for Republican U.S. House Speaker Mike Johnson this week. This comes after several Republicans in the House called on Johnson to resign for supporting a $1.2 trillion spending bill. On Monday, Trump supported Johnson during an interview with radio host John Fredericks. Listen.
"We have a majority of one, okay? So it's not like he can go and do whatever he wants to do. I think he's a very good person. It's a tough situation when you have one. I think he's a very good man. I think he's trying very hard. And again, we've got to have a big election."
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis signed House Bill 931 into law last week. Now, schools in the state can have volunteer chaplains.
It's totally voluntary for a parent or a student to participate. No one's being forced to do anything. But to exclude religious groups from campus, that is discrimination. You're basically saying that God has no place. That's wrong. That's not what our founding fathers intended.
Texas authorized a similar chaplain program last year. And finally, Coral Ridge Ministries released its 2024 Spiritual State of the Nation survey last week. The survey of hundreds of evangelical Americans showed broad support for religious liberty and human life. When asked about the three most critical issues facing the new Congress and presidential administration, 56% of respondents included immigration. Other issues were America's sovereignty at 33%, abortion at 32%, federal spending at 30%, and religious freedom at 24%. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, April 24th in the year of our Lord, 2024. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at TheWorldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.